Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome back into another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in. Jamaican Music Wave, Season 1, Episode 9. Reggae is deeply linked to Rastafarian and Afrocentric religion, which developed in Jamaica in the 1930s, aiming at promotional pan-Africanism. Soon after the Rastafarians movement appeared, the international popularity of reggae music became social. With that increasing the visibility of Rastafarianism spread the Rastafarian gospel throughout the world. Reggae music is an important meaning of transporting vital messages of reggae Rastafarianism. The musicians became the messenger, and as the Rastafarians seen it, the soldiers and the musicians are the tool for change. Wow, people, that is so interesting. Man, I'm mind blown about that, just even talking about it. Stylistically, reggae incorporates some of the musical elements of rhythm and blues, jazz, mento, and celebratory Raul folk form that serve its larger Raul audience as dance music and alertive to the hums. Adapt shanties of local churches singing calypso, and also drawing influence from traditional African folks. Rhythm, one of the most easy recognizable elements, is offbeat rhythm. Satose chords played by a guitar or a piano or both on the offbeat of the measure. The tempo of reggae is usually slower pace than both ska and rock steady. The conception of call or response and can be found throughout reggae music. The genre of reggae music is led by the drums and the bass. Some keys players in the sound are Jackie Jackson, and from Toots in the Maytags, Carlton Barrett from Bob Marley and the Waiters, Lloyd Bouvard from the Skatels, Paul Douglas from the Toots and the Maytags, Lloyd Nips from the Skatels, Wilson Grenette, Scott Dubar, and Anthony Ben Blow. Clara from the Upsetters, the bass guitar often played the dominant role in reggae. The bass sound in reggae is thick and heavy, the equalizer, so the upper frequency are removed and the lower frequency is amplified. The guitar is reggae, usually played on the offbeat of the rhythm. It is common for reggae to be sung in Jamaican patois, Jamaican English, and lyrics dialect. Reggae is noticed for its tradition of social criticism and religion in the lyrics, although many reggae songs discuss lighter, more personal subjects such as love and social mood. And reggae has spread to many countries across the world, often incorporated local instruments and fuses with the other genres. Reggae in Espanol spread from the Spanish-speaking Central American countries of Panama to the mainland South America countries of Venezuela and Guyana, then to the rest of the South America, Caribbean music. And the United Kingdom, include the reggae, has evolve into several subgenres and fuses. Many reggae artists begin their careers in the UK, and there have been a number of Europeans and artists in drawing their inspiration directly from Jamaicans in the Caribbean communities. In Europe, European reggae, in Africa was boosted by the visit of Bob Marley to Zimbabwe. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. I love your work, man. Your body work was beautiful, man. In the 1980s, Jamaica Affleck's reggae and one of the biggest sources of income. Peace and blessings, everybody. I appreciate all the love. Until then.